I see in the other room a fiddle and a guitar. What are your musical beginnings? Did you study classical fiddle?
Yeah, I played classical for years and years. I never really studied it formally. I mean, I went to Oberlin because there's a lot of music there, but I didn't really study music there. I didn't go to the conservatory or anything because I wasn't good enough. But I played classical for years and years, ever since I was a kid, about 7 years old. And then when I was in school, I got busy with other things, and I quit playing altogether for a while. And then when Carl and I were there at Oberlin, we heard the Battlefield Band.
Oh, well, yeah.
First of all. And then we heard the Boys of the Loch.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, huh, so you can do this with the fiddle, huh? And then we moved to Cincinnati, and there just happened to be a group of people there that played Irish music morning, noon, and night. They played all the time. There were sessions, like, probably 5 times a week there were jam sessions. We used to go out to Alt Park, where there was an old band shell with great acoustics. You could play there, and it was like being inside the instrument, and the music went all across the park. I called it guerrilla fiddling because people were always surprised and delighted that we were there. And so that's where I learned to play Irish music, was from those folks and listening to recordings.
You just drank it in.
Yep, it got me back into playing, and I've been doing it ever since.
Oh, great. Carl?
I started playing piano when I was a kid in Nebraska, and then... you know, in my rebellious teenage years, took up the guitar, you know, rock and roll, Elvis, and all
to
that kind of
girls.
Thing.
To get girls.
Yeah, not so successfully there, I have to be really honest.
Well, actually, I wasn't going to date you until I saw you playing the guitar.
Oh, see, there.
I had one notable success, which is all I really needed.
There you go.
As Deborah said, in 1986, we saw the Battlefield Band at Oberlin on the Rise tour, and were just floored, and walked out of there saying, well... gosh, if you can do that. And I went to the conservatory library and found a book of Scottish songs and had a song in it called Bonnie Dundee, which is on The Hidden World, and learned that and just kind of got rolling. The years that Deborah's talking about when we were living in Cincinnati, she's not kidding. You could go out and play 7-8 hours a night with wonderful people who were very accepting of whatever level you were at in terms of playing. And when I should have been studying for my law exams, we were out playing, and we started playing professionally in 91 or 92.
Great. It's always wonderful for your growth and for your ear and everything to plug in to a bunch of musicians like that. They just you just dive into the river and it carries you along. That's wonderful.
It's a real gift.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Yeah.
Well... Let's have some more music. What do you say?
I was thinking about an up tune. We have a couple of pieces. In addition to playing straight traditional, we like to mess around with things. And I thought we might try one of our mess around pieces. We have two that we're working on right now. One is called The Funk, and the other is called The Led Zeppelin Set.
I like the name of that one.
The Funk. Well, you know,
I think that's a great name.
Let's try The Funk. The Funk is sort of a traditional tune called Sligo Maid. And we like to pretend this is what might have happened if it had been played in an all-night drunken jam session between Parliament Funkadelic and the Bothy Band.
Thank you.
temperature level just went up in here. That was great. You folks have been sort of busy this summer. Do you have anything lined up for the fall where we may go see you perform live?